Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Jamie Bluma joins us in studio. And let me tell you, there needs to be a reminder. Baseball's still going on.
It is. For the past, believe it or not.
For the past... Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Five days, I really haven't...
Understandable.
I haven't grasped it. Even although, again, another reason why I stick with my rotisserie baseball, it forces me to continue to pay attention. And I am in first place right now, clinging to a first place. The National League, bada bings, fighting for a championship.
Any so, late crafty pickups by you that will help keep you in the top?
You know what? There have been. I'm glad you asked.
Had Jose Siri last night for the Astros.
No, I have had
did
numerous.
You see that?
Yeah, I did. What, do you have four
first
hits
time ever
and five ribbies? First time again.
Two home runs, five RBIs in his first major league start.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of guys. I've had actually several injuries, but a couple of guys from the Washington Nationals as they are playing. Pretty much having open auditions in their lineup. But the outfielder that they acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals has come through for me in a big way in the last couple of weeks, Lane Thomas. And so, and also their 21-year-old shortstop, Luis Garcia. So, yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Lane
nice.
Thomas has hit the cover off the baseball. And so, I joke, I'm still paying attention. I got to, because the baseball season ain't a sprint, it's a marathon.
Sure.
In rotisserie baseball, and I got to win.
Well, and there's some fun wild card things happening down to the wire. I love that Toronto was probably got the best young lineup in the game to watch day in, day out. They've won 12 out of 13, and that they lead the American League wild card.
They're on fire.
Yep, and 40-year-old Adam Wainwright last night, twirling six shutout innings.
And look at his numbers. That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I looked down. I didn't know if it was a typo, if that was 16 wins.
He's one of the best pitchers in the National League.
With a sub-2. Yeah, it's been and crazy to see that the Giants, with no notable superstars other than Buster Posey.
And then they
just clinched
Bryant. Yeah.
Yeah, 94 wins already with 18 more to go. So just some crazy storylines down the stretch.
Yeah, some interesting notes that that I saved for you from baseball, and you hit on a couple of them there. The Blue Jays are absolutely on fire, and that kind of snuck up on a few people. I know it snuck up on you, Nate.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, you gave them some bulletin board material, and that's why they're on fire now.
Oh, good. But I like the Blue Jays.
They have 36 home runs and are hitting .331 in the 13 games in September. They're the first team in modern MLB history to hit at least 36 homers and bat over .330 over any 13-game span.
That's impressive.
So what they've done over the last 13 games offensively, that's never happened. Their team is hitting .331 with 36 homers in 13 games in September. They're on freaking fire. Here's another interesting tidbit. Let's see if you guys can guess this. Are you ready? Thinking caps. Gift certificate to Schlotzky's, if you can guess it. But if you already know it, don't ruin it for the kids. You guys like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at all?
Yeah, he's good.
You know, he leads the majors with 45 home runs. Who is the last player to lead the majors in home runs at 22 or younger? He'd be the first player to lead the league in home runs aged 22 or younger.
Mark McGuire.
No.
Mel Ott.
Frank Thomas.
No.
Ken Griffey Jr.
You're too far back. In the 90s.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Jose Canseco.
The 90s. 92. 1992.
Cecil Fielder.
Big slugger.
Sammy Sosa.
Power hitter.
That's evident.
Had a cup of coffee with the Royals.
Bob Hamlin.
No.
Damn.
He played. He played for the Royals long enough to, for a few people to get a jersey. And if I ever see that jersey, I applaud it.
Juan Gonzalez.
Yeah. Jake Gutierrez comes through big time. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. leads the majors with.
I only know that because he's not joking. I've seen him stand and applaud a Juan Gonzalez.
I went up and shook a guy's hand. I said, "Can I? I mean, I don't know where you got that, but I appreciate it. Can I shake? Yeah,
we're like,
the game
authentic. Too.
I go, this guy's got an authentic.
I'm gonna shake
looked like
this
it was game
hand.
Worn, like Juan. Getting, and there's not too many of those floating around.
I'm really mad at myself for not getting that because I was traveling with the Royals for that brief period of time. That Juan Gonzalez donned the Royals uniform.
Juan
I remember him,
Gonzalez,
injuring his back almost immediately. Santiago.
So Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, the same time period.
Yep. Leads the majors with 45 homers. The last player to lead the majors in home runs at 22 or younger was Juan Gonzalez in 1992.
Well, he's got an outside shot triple crown. You know, he's a little bit behind in RBIs, but leading in batting average. Now leading in home runs.
The Giants became the first team to officially clinch a postseason spot last night. Before the season... And this is a good lesson. Sometimes we rely on Baseball Reference and everything else, and Baseball Reference had them what percent chance to reach the postseason before the season began? Baseball Reference and their projections. What percent chance did they give the Giants, would you say?
15%.
11%.
11% is close. Jake, you're
ready.
8.9% chance to reach the postseason, according to Baseball Reference, before the season started.
Wow.
And they are the first team to make it.
Well, and even halfway through the year with them leading the majors and wins, I'm like, it's not sustainable. You know, with all the different pieces in part. I was completely wrong.
You talk about who's helped me, like, if I might win my league. I've been carried by Kevin Gausman and Logan Webb. And, okay, Kevin Gausman, at least you know who that is.
Sure.
Logan Webb before the season started? Yeah. And that dude is, he's put up Cy Young numbers. They have gotten incredible performances out of their rotation.
Well, and they've also pieced it together kind of Tampa Bay-ish, throwing out some starters, some... Opener. I mean, yesterday
they're 94-50.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. Nobody threw more than 2 innings.
Bullpen day.
Yeah, and gave up 1 run. Impressive. You think you even got guys coming up that you've never even heard of? Kervin Castro, second big league outing, 0 ERA.
All they do is win.
Come up and contribute.
And so now they're
on board.
They're in. They're 2.5 games ahead of the Dodgers. This was supposed to be the Padres' feel-good year. They're 19.5 games ahead of the Padres. But now when you look at the wild card races, like you mentioned, boy, the American League wild card race is on fire. The Blue Jays right now are 81-63. They're a game up. The Yankees... And the Red Sox are basically tied for the second wild card spot. The Yankees are 80-64. The Red Sox are 81-65. Then you got the Mariners 2 back and the A's 2.5 back. In the National League, the Dodgers are 16.5 up for that first wild card spot. I think they're going to land that one.
That one's all right.
But then the Reds are the second team. But the Padres and the Cardinals are both half a game out. And the Phillies are 2.5 out. And the Mets are 3.5 out. But still, this is going to be a terrific race right down to the wire. As far as the wild cards and then division races, the Rays are up 8, the White Sox are up 12, the Astros are up 6.5, the Braves are up 4.5, the Brewers are up 14, and the Giants had that 2.5 game lead. Thank goodness for the wild card because there's not a whole lot of compelling division races.
Well, there's a team that's flown under the radar all year too, is Milwaukee. Pitching wise, watch some of their guys. Go watch Burris pitch.
Go watch all
if you've never
of them
heard
pitch.
Of him. Yeah, he had a no hitter through 8 and was at his pitch limit. So Hader came in and finished off a no hitter this weekend.
Well, that pissed a lot of people off.
It did. I get it. I mean, it protect the guy for the postseason.
No hitter?
I don't know. Well, it is what it is. I mean, that's. I was wondering if they were going to do it because I knew, like, I was following it through five and then six. He was at 89 pitches through six. Like, uh-oh.
If you're a Brewers fan, would you want them to leave him in to get the no-hitter?
Of course. I mean, selfishly, you want that guy. Want it for that guy. You wonder who's more mad. Is Burris mad? I don't know. I didn't see any comments. But he didn't want to upset the apple cart. They're playing great. I mean, they're having your own no-hitter versus chance to win a World Series in the postseason, stay healthy. We'll see.
Anything else compelling, Nate Bucati or Jake Gutierrez, with baseball before we jump into the Royals?
Well, the Royals will have a chance to get involved in the race a little bit as spoilers here with this series opening up tonight, right, with the Oakland A's, because Oakland is right on the outside of it looking in. So
Andrew Benintendi was the American League Player of the Week after going 14 for 28 with a Major League best 14 ribbies, and he has been disappointing this year. He's finishing strong, but he has not been what I hoped he might be for the Royals.
Well, and he's banged up early, and but you see what he can do. We had a long discussion. I had a couple discussions this past week about what we expect moving forward in, you know, 2022, 2023, and what our outfield is going to look like. And do you move Monty to the outfield? Do you keep Benintendi? And I think you do. You see what he can do. He's a leader on the field, too. I've just been excited about what he's done down the stretch. Regardless of our overall record, what I love is we continue to go out and compete. Excited about the new young pitching moving forward. But, I mean, Benintendi is going to be one of the veteran guys, is one of the veteran guys on this team. Salvi Perez, the leader of this team. And then Benintendi's been around the league as long as anybody else. So I think he's a guy that you look to be a leader moving forward.
They called up Kyle Isbell.
I did see that, yes.
Now it was because
High amps, I think, went on the DL.
Well, Michael A. Taylor had to go on the family emergency list. And so Kyle Isbell, who's had a good year at Triple A, and boy, what a weird year it was for him. He starts off in the opening day lineup, and you think, well, maybe he's going to have a chance to stick. Then he gets sent down. What is Kyle Isbell to you?
I like him. I mean, I like what he can do. I mean, hopefully he's a guy that can play center field for us day in, day out. I think with more consistent at-bats, I think he's a guy with a definite possibility. I still think with the depth that we have in the organization is with catching, we need to maybe use some of that to go get another outfielder, maybe a veteran outfielder or somebody like that for next year moving forward. I don't know about Hunter, Dozier, and Wright.
No.
Depending on
what
they're going to do with Mondesi. Are they going to push Mondesi to the outfield? There's been talk of that.
Let him be a super utility. Bounce him around.
I would rather see him being a super utility guy than using Dozier, at third and outfield. And he's not going to be a utility guy.
That Dozier contract is.
It's going to hang over their heads for a bit.
Yeah.
Excited for the player. That's life changing money, but
it wasn't good for the team though. It looks more and more like that. It was a 1 year. That was the aberration.
Right.
A 1 year wonder.
It just wasn't. It just doesn't seem like it was necessary to give him that money. And I guess it's a gamble. You know, you give somebody money like that, and you hope he outperforms it. But the thing is, he doesn't have a position that he fields well.
Right.
And so, he doesn't hit enough to.
Yeah, like you got to hit I can't play him at third because defensively he's not very good at third, and then right field. So you know he's not above average anywhere defensively. So he's got to hit.
He's got to hit.
And so it's just, that's a little frustrating. Speaking of hitting, though, a positive note, because people might not be paying as close of attention either.
Why?
Nicky Lopez, he's hitting 300 now. He's hitting, he's exactly at 300. And I know that the batting average doesn't matter that much anymore, but his on-base percentage, we've always talked about it. If he hits .300, his on-base percentage is really good.
Just watch him play day in, day out. Man. See all the little things that he does as a baseball player to help you win baseball games. Enough said. I mean,
he just kept hitting all year.
Yep. Well, and he's playing Gold Glove defense. You see some of the plays that he's made this year. I just appreciate the kind of player that he is.
Yeah, I really don't pay attention to batting average, but I said if he could ever find his way to close to a .350 on base percentage and play the kind of defense that he does, he's got a spot in my lineup forever. And his on base percentage is .365. So
There you go.
There you go. There's many, many things that need to be fixed with this baseball team. Nicky Lopez ain't one of them.
Well, and you see with the numbers that he had in the minor leagues, it was there. It's just a matter of whether he's going to put it all together here at the major league level. And with consistent at-bats and playing time, he's done exactly that. So it couldn't be more excited for him to be able to do it. You can put his name in the lineup every single day and take back all the people that absolutely lambasted me on Twitter in April. For putting
lash out at him right now.
Right.
No, it's not all right.
Let him have it.
Lash out. It feels good.
Yeah.
Jake's lashing out at people on Twitter. He loves it. Look at the smile on his face. What it did for him. You can have the same joy.
Was a good one.
Well, you know, it felt good to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
The point is,
sarcastic.
Nicky Lopez. Hey, do you need him to play second base? Well, he'll play Gold Glove quality defense at second base. Do you need him to play at shortstop? He'll play Gold Glove quality defense at shortstop. Now he'll get on base at the rate of a .360, .365 on base percentage. Hell yes. You know how many teams would love to have a guy who could just play that level of defense at both spots in the middle infield?
Most.
And then get on base like that. The value is tremendous. And, like, where would they be without him this year at shortstop?
Way worse than we are.
Well, guy that was supposed to be the shortstop didn't play hardly this year. Nicky Lopez steps up and says, hold my beer. I don't know if he drinks, but if he did, he said, hold my beer. I'll go out there and take care of business. And he did. So that is a wonderful bright spot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What else are you looking for down the stretch? Besides Salvador Perez, obviously.
There you go. I want him to get to 45, 46, 47. What did we say? 46? That was our guess?
Let's go. That's what I want. I want 49 so he can erase Jorge Soler from the record books, but I don't think that's going to happen now.
No,
I'll erase him from the record books on my own.
Continue to watch how our young pitching does down the stretch. I don't want guys to just go out and have terrible outings and not be able to get out of the second inning or something like that. Just go out there and continue to compete. I'm still excited about the way Hernandez is throwing the baseball down the stretch.
There's another guy to watch.
Hopefully, Coar.
He goes tonight.
He still struggles a little bit early in the game, getting everything under control. Singer got beat up a little bit last time out. Ball's just right down on the plate. I think he gave up four home runs.
Just like when you want to jump back in with Brady Singer, and you see out and like, okay, all right, Brady Singer, you're singing to me now, baby. Let's go. And then he gets bombed like, oh.
Yeah, we know now that he's got the ability to go out and have a dominant outing. But what we don't know is if he has the ability to go string five or six good performances in a row together.
The consistency is what's lacking.
Well, that's the fine line between having your command and being able to stay on the edges of the plate and stay out of the middle when it happens. Big league hitters are good. I don't care who you're facing. And when you can only get one pitch over the plate, you see what happens.
All right. Jackson Coar, again, going back to him. He faces the A's tonight. Frankie Montas on the mound for the A's. But and I listened to Boddicker talked about Coar, and it's just the emotions. And, you know, when he first came up the first time around, chopping on that gum, and it looked like he wanted to be anyplace but on the mound, right? So then what, is there anything specific you're seeing from him that's leading him to have so many struggles early on in games?
What I would like to see is maybe have a different approach going into the first inning. I know there's been a lot of people in the history of this game that seems like they struggle in the first inning. I remember Tom Glavine seeing some stats. Like, if it weren't for the first inning, his career ERA would be, you know, X amount lower. I think that's just the thing for him, is to be able to get ahead and don't get too mentally overmatched or mentally excited and at the beginning, just right at the beginning of the game, because he seems to settle down pretty good. I mean, we love his stuff, be able to get the ball over the plate in the first inning, take a deep breath. I mean, have the catcher help out a little bit with that. I mean, that, he knows that's what's got to happen. Go out there and, you know, get those first three outs of the game and be able to settle in. And it may not even be, you know, commanding. You want it to be fastball command, but it doesn't matter. Throw the first pitch changeup for a strike. Throw first pitch breaking ball for a strike. Mix it up, because I know guys are probably not going to expect that in the first inning. You always, the first hitter of the game, I can't believe there's not more guys that are just sitting dead red fastball ready to hit the first pitch of the game out of the ballpark, because 99.5% of the time, I'm sure that's what dudes are throwing.
We have Jamie Bluma in studio. All right, Bluma, let's take care of business here. Tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want lessons in
lessons.
Life.
You can go to Homefield KC on Facebook. You can give us a call at 913-320-4404. Bundy Jr. 19 is my Twitter handle. You can get a hold of me on there. Got a fall ball tournament's going on right now.
You ever get any pushback to change that Twitter account, or is that in?
That's grandfathered in.
Emily ever step in and say, "Hey, Bluma, let's go in a different direction here on social media"?
No,
nothing.
Now, we might have come up with an alternative one, but I have got to keep that one. I still have an AOL email address from way back when.
Right.
It's there. That was my nickname when I was at Wichita State.
Well, I get it.
So you know the story. But
well, I know the story, but just people asking, like, hey, I don't know.
It is. Maybe we have an alternate one at some point, but for now, that's what we're going
with. I just want to know what if Emily signed off on this.
No, she knows the whole story.
By the way, Susan's very happy to have you guys out at Tequila Harry's for lunch when I was doing the remote, so she didn't have to talk to me.
There you go. So. Perfect. You're welcome.
And boy, she didn't, did she? She was over there.
She did not.
You guys had a hell of a table over there.
We did have a good time over there.
Shane Summers celebrated his birthday with his family. Rob Manning was in there trying to make deals with people, you know?
I was wheeling and dealing from Palooza. Absolutely. Yeah, they're always super generous over there and helped with a donation for...
They're great people at Tequila Harry's.
They are great people at Tequila Harry's.
Did you make any deals with Rob Manning? Did he make any offers?
We always talk about... He and I playing against each other in high school.
Well,
when we get to that.
Do you have any recollection of that?
Sure.
Hey.
I remember the team.
You know what? That's good enough for me. Bloomapalooza, September 25th, redwhiteandbluma.org. So tell people what they need to know, please, right now.
We will have Noe Palma at 7 o'clock, followed by Travis Marvin at 9:30, live music. I was actually just out at the site again this weekend at Stonegate Motor Plaza, 207th and 69 Highway, taking out auction items. And I forget, throughout the course of the year, all the different auction items that I've collated for the year. And there's an amazing bunch of autographed memorabilia. I have some unique other autograph stuff, maybe not in the sports world, but from the music and or media world, which is fun. We've got a bunch of different packages this year. We will have a shuttle running from 143rd Tanners to the site starting at 5 o'clock that night.
Name something from that's not a sports memorabilia.
An autograph movie script from The Karate Kid. Ralph Macchio.
Oh, really?
I do.
The villain in the movie.
I do.
I saw you walking around here with a guitar.
I do have a, who do I have? Luke Bryan autographed guitar
this
year.
It's a big item.
I have a, what was it?
You have one from Pat Green?
I do.
Nate would like to bid on that and break it over someone's head.
I do not have one from Pat Green.
Remember what John Belushi did to the guitar in Animal House? That's what Nate wants, that Pat Green guitar, right?
There you go. I'll see what I can pull off in the next 10
days. Take that, buddy. Nice. Southbound 35 with that.
Wow. Whoa. See how raw the emotion is?
Call me a Heineken drinking Yankee.
Yeah. I told you.
There you go. A ton of good stuff. We obviously hope for good weather. Last year was fantastic. Weather held, no rain. Be an outdoor concert. We'll have a food truck there.
Is there a silent auction?
Mr. Beavis. So there'll be 40 silent auction items, and there'll be 40 raffle items.
Are there refreshments?
There are refreshments.
An open bar?
Standard beverage, Crawford and Tito's.
Food?
As part of your ticket, Mr. Beavis Barbecue, John Poteet.
Awesome.
We'll be having
awesome
his food
stuff.
Truck will be out there with their funnel cake fries.
A lot of people think John Poteet coaches the K-State football team.
So. He looks so much like Kleiman, it's crazy. Have you ever noticed that?
I have noticed
that. He looks just like him.
He'll be out there. We'll have the Veterans Community Project mini house on display. We will probably have some super nice cars will be on display.
What about great music?
We will have great music from Noe Palma and Travis Marvin.
What about Friends?
We will have...
Because all these things are listed right there.
They are.
I went through every one of them.
Wow.
So I think you've been to five of the seven. I know there's been some big fights that you've had to be out of town for. Nate has partake at least three times, I'm aware of.
I got one in a row going.
Believe it or not, this will be year eight. Year eight. We've come a long way since the first one when the Royals were in the playoffs in 2014.
How much are tickets?
Tickets are $50. You can get them on Eventbrite. Just look at Bloomapalooza 2021. You can get them on bloomapalooza.com, or you can get them on redwhiteandbluma.org, or just show up and you can buy them at the door.
I wish you'd give away tickets.
Any of those things.
Would we
like to give away tickets?
Sure.
Would you like to?
I have tickets in my pocket.
Well, let's give away.
You want to.
And you guys figure out how you want
to
do it.
I thought you were just happy to see us.
If you listen to the show, then you know who is the first Major League Baseball player to hit a home run off Jamie Bluma.
Oh, boy.
If you get that right. You get two tickets.
Right? That's a good question.
It'll drop a deuce on you.
Won't take very long.
Has some current Royals ties?
Absolutely.
It was the first home run you gave up in the majors.
It was the third pitch I threw.
Wow.
What
pitch was it?
It was a fastball. I still remember how far it went because they said it over the loudspeaker. 427 feet. Not a cheapie. If you're going to give them up, don't give up a cheapie.
Who hit a home run off Jamie Bluma's third pitch in the majors? If you can call 913-3810-810 and answer that question, you'll get two tickets to Bloomapalooza.
I will put you on the pass list. We'll do that way. In lieu of, I will not drop a deuce on.
Two tickets. You drop two tickets on.
Oh, I will give them two tickets. Yes, for sure.
And you can be a part. And you can be part of all of this.
Could be part of all of this.
Right.
It's a blast. I'm excited. Over the last 7 years, we've raised $240,000.
Amazing.
We've had a chance to give back to a lot of great military organizations, along with a ton of other KC nonprofits. Steven, I know you're good with ALS, Operation Barbecue Relief, Variety Kansas City, Children's Mercy, Live Like Luke for the Kids, just on and on and on and on. It's been such a fun way for me personally to give back to this community that has given so much to me.
How late will it last?
Last year, it went until 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Well.
the music will last till midnight. And then if those guys want to play some requests. Travis and Noe usually do a little tandem at the end. They call double trouble.
Because speaking of, Nate's talking about dropping a deuce. I got two things I'm doing that night. So early on, I'm at one place, and then I'm coming out there to close the show with you.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
He's the closer.
Right. I'm the closer.
He's the closer that night.
I'm the captain now.
There you go. Well, that's the time to be there, is to get there a little bit later, and then we'll start, tallying up, pulling raffle numbers. Not on stage. I learned my lesson the first day.
If I'm rolling in there at 9 or 9:30, I haven't missed nothing.
Nothing. Well, you've missed a little bit of the first.
Quick call and
I missed
Noe
Palma. I like Noe. I want to see him.
So keep calling Jake.
I'm
he's still looking for a winner.
Quick call me.
But Noe's fantastic. Travis, fantastic. Great
music. If you
get
there late, you will hear them together, which a lot of people have not heard them together, which is awesome.
So I'll be able to stretch my legs at least until past midnight.
Kind of like that Raiders-Ravens game last night. If you watch the whole thing, you don't regret it because you had a great time. But if you weren't able to tune in until the fourth quarter, you still had a great time as well.
Oh, all absolutely. You had to do was see the last way. 5 minutes of regulation.
Yeah, I jumped in.
I've had people show up Bloomapalooza at 11 o'clock and still.
Do you send them away?
But that also doesn't mean you want
anyone away.
But if you want to get there and enjoy the whole thing.
If you want to have a chance to get some awesome auction and raffle items, I would get there before 11 o'clock. We'll probably have tallied everything up or at least pulled the last ones by then. But
I'll get there.
I usually let that last batch of really awesome. Depending on the flurry of bidding in the room, we extended a little bit just to get some extra cash for the charity. So, you will not be turned away. Please come out and join us.
There's a chance I might be turned away, but we'll
you will not be turned away.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Tell people again how they can get tickets if they didn't win them today.
No, you can go to redwhiteandandbluma.org. You can go to bloomapalooza.com. You can go to Eventbrite. Just look up Bloomapalooza 2021. You can shoot me a message on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, or you can just show up the night of and play at the front door.
And this is quite an honor we're about to bestow upon you. You are the first guest of the week to give an official prediction for Chiefs-Ravens on Sunday Night Football. What will the score be when the Chiefs travel to Baltimore?
I'm going to go Chiefs 31, Ravens 24.
31-24, a 7-point victory for the Chiefs on the road on Sunday Night Football. Write that down. 31-24, says Jamie Bluma. Bluma?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. 31-24, says Bluma. Take it to the bank, Jake Pounders, on Sports Radio 810 WHB.